Now, if you're a regular listener to Vectis Radio, you'd probably be familiar with our 4 P's project. It's a project that helps young people from 11 years and over. And we show you everything to do with broadcast journalism, to do with presenting and podcasting. And I'm very fortunate to have two participants in the 4 P's in the studio with me at the moment. I've got Andrew, first of all. And Andrew's going to tell me a little bit about the KFC situation, which we've been talking about a lot, because was it last weekend when they all ran out of chicken at KFC?
Yeah.
And are you somebody that... Do you like KFC? Are you a...
Yeah, I like KFC.
What do you like best? Do you like the beans or the sauce or the chicken?
I like the chicken best.
I think that's what most people like, isn't it?
Yeah. Andrew?
So how often do you go to KFC?
Not really that often.
Do you go to the one in Newport?
Yes.
Because there used to be one on Union Street in Ryde as well.
Yeah.
But that, I think a lot of people were upset, apparently, when that closed.
Yeah.
So what do you know about it, Andrew? Tell us what's been going on.
So basically, KFC has apologised since the outbreak of the delivery from the chickens, like, not happened. And they apologised in a very cheeky way. And so... The fast food chain took out a full page ad in its in the Sun and Metro newspapers, which shows an empty bucket of chicken with crumbs spilling out of it.
Oh dear.
Saying like they don't have any chicken.
No. Why did they run out of chicken, do you know? I don't know what the full story is. And I know I saw an advert from another supermarket actually selling frozen chicken recently. They're trying to sort of cash in on the fact that KFC had closed. But do you think, Andrew, that it's going to have a bad effect on KFC, or do you think that they've got a lot of publicity out of it and perhaps people will go there that didn't used to? What do you think?
I think it'll be... people might go there and just start eating more because of the publicity it's giving them.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what I thought. I thought people will go now. You know, they might have not have been before, but they might suddenly go because of all the advertising. Oh, well, let's hope that it all goes back to normal. I read in the county press today, actually, that it is open again on the island.
Yeah, it is. Most of the stores in the UK have reopened. Almost 700 of its 900 UK outlets have since reopened.
Oh, thank you very much for updating us on that.